Need a boost to get through another crazy holiday season? Get the energy you need and fight seasonal fatigue with NT Factor's holiday sale. From now through January 1st, get 20% off either size of NT Factor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor free. That's a $36 value. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor's exclusive formula reduces fatigue by almost half and helps reduce some of the unwanted effects of aging. I don't go a day without it, so take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off NT Factor Lipids powder and receive a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor free through January 1st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our guest today is Lex Pelger, who writes and lectures about cannabinoid science and as well as psychedelics. And he produces the weekly cannabis science newsletter, Cannabinoids and the People. He is also active on TikTok, where he publishes his findings about cannabinoid science. And he has produced Canna Education videos on TikTok, for those of you who are on TikTok. At CV Sciences is the handle, correct?
At Plus CBD is the TikTok handle. I know, because we got kicked off. But then for YouTube, it's at CV Sciences, Inc.
Oh, okay. So I think for our demographic, I think YouTube is more of the...
it's more grown up.
More grown up.
It feels that way, for sure.
Yeah. I haven't taken the plunge into TikTok, but I am active on all the other socials. Okay. So we're talking about the new Plus Health line from CV Sciences, which is, CBD free. I mean, CBD is marvelous and I'm a fan of CBD, but, for those who can't or don't want to use CBD, there's some really good options, especially when it comes to, relaxation. There's peace gummies, and, you know, of course, anxiety is probably the leading reason that people look to take supplements, because it's so pervasive, right? And there's a daily calm and relaxation gummy called the peace gummy made by CV Sciences. It's CBD free. So how do you get that relaxation without relying upon CBD?
As soon as you hear the list, I think most people are going to get it because it's 100 milligrams of L-theanine, which is in tea, 50 milligrams of lemon balm, which is an old one, 50 milligrams of holy basil, and 25 milligrams of St. John's wort. So pretty classic old ingredients. And the nice part is I do like the history of it. A lot of these have been used for centuries or millennia for anxiety, and now we're simply mixing them together in a new kind of way.
So let's talk a little bit about L-theanine, because I think most of our listeners have heard the L-theanine story. It is a constituent of tea. It's not present in coffee. Coffee is pretty much a pure stimulant, although it's got some beneficial polyphenols that are helpful for intestinal health, liver health, may even have some benefits in terms of cognitive health. Tea is roughly divided between the caffeine component, which is less than coffee, so it's less jarring, but also L-theanine. And the Brits really love their afternoon tea, or they did before Starbucks hit the UK, because it was kind of a moment of relaxation that wasn't associated with tiredness. It was kind of a focus factor.
Yeah, it's true. And that's one of the reasons that I really like this is it kind of harkens back to that tea vibe that you're talking about. And another nice thing about L-theanine is it just has this huge safety level as well. Mm-hmm. You can take hundreds of milligrams of this and be in really fine shape. And there's research on it for the immune system as well, which I think it helps the immune system itself, but also just that anti-stress and anti-anxiety effect. I think that alone is going to be helping your immune system as well. But, you know, there's a reason that humans have been using tea for relaxation for all of these millennia. And part of it is because of this L-theanine and all. And now we have all this research about how it helps people with different mental things going on.
Right. Also, some people recommend it for a bedtime supplement because it's for people who don't respond to melatonin. And I do believe is there not theanine in the sleep gummy or is it in the calm gummy? I'm not sure.
Calm, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. Because it has a very distinct effect. I mean, I can go from, you know, when you wake up at 2:30 in the morning and you're pondering all the things that you need to do the next day, and as your brain is just like on a, you know, like one of those race wheels that, you know, mice run on. And, you know, if I take one of those calm gummies, that's the ones with the CBD, I just kind of tones it down. And it you know, that internal dialogue starts to take on a less... frenetic character. So coming back to the peace gummies, the one ingredient that I am not familiar with as something that helps with calm is the holy basil.
This one is, it's often taken in Tulsi is the plant that it comes from. And so that is where we started using it. And so there's a big history of, there's been 25 studies, I think, at least, on using holy basil and its safety factors and its anti-stress, anti-anxiety factors. And so it's another one just from an old plant source.
Right. And then there's... a little bit of St. John's wort. And what I notice is that it's a lower dosage than you would find in many St. John's wort standalone supplements because, I guess, concerns about St. John's wort and its potential interaction with other medications.
Yes, it's something you have to watch out for, certain heart medications. Which is unfortunate because it's been studied for depression. It's been studied for a number of mental health conditions, but you do want to be careful mixing it because of how it interacts with the certain liver enzymes that process other drugs, the liver isozymes, CYP450 enzymes.
So you kind of kept it to a low level in this formulation. So it sounds like a great formulation. And it comes in a gummy form. And, you know, so tell us about the gummies, because people are concerned, like, the gummies, they're full of sugar. I mean, what's the deal there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason for gummies is because it's such an easy way for people to take it, and they really enjoy it. And I know that the company really works hard not to make these gross gummies that are over the top. It's just because these sell really well, because people like these over capsules oftentimes. And so... When they put in, you know, it's organic ingredients, and they don't try to bowl you over with it being too sweet and too sugary. I think you'll take these and they'll be pleasant, but you're not getting a giant sugar rush, and you have all organic ingredients in there as well.
Okay. And then finally, there are the Clarity gummies. So, I guess that is a use case for not putting CBD in there because, I mean, well, I take CBD and I'm perfectly fine, but, you know, some people may be sensitive to the effects of CBD. So for clarity and focus, maybe you don't want to include CBD, which is relaxing. So how do you achieve clarity without heading over to the coffee maker?
Because that's such a roller coaster ride. And that's the reason that I've usually found this one helpful because the ingredients aren't only for a little bit of anti-anxiety effect, but more for a sharpening of focus and cognitive ability kind of thing. So you have Rhodiola, you have lion's mane, which is the, you know, most magic mushroom in the world right now. I mean, everybody talks about it. And then DMA, which helps boost the production of acetylcholine, which is a really important neurotransmitter for cognitive function. And then huperazine A, which inhibits the breakdown of acetylcholine. So coming back to that important neurotransmitter for learning and memory.
So DMA is very interesting because it's actually one of the oldest smart drugs out there. And I remember as a young person, I don't know whether I was a kid, maybe I was a teenager, used to watch something called The Merv Griffin Show. I think you're a little too young to know about that.
No, I'm an old soul. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So on The Merv Griffin Show, they had a couple of characters, Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw, and they promoted something that was then called Dienol or Diener. And I think that's DMAE. And Dirk Pearson just recently passed away at some advanced age. As Sandy Shaw predeceased him. But I think that that's actually what they were talking about. DMAE is actually something that's been around for a while, has it not?
It has been around. I don't know about it going that far back to The Merv Griffin Show. But yeah, for this, you know, this early movement of people trying to biohack themselves with smart drugs, this thing really has a history. Because it's really, what it's always been, when you see people write about it in forums, they talk about mental alertness and enhanced memory and improved concentration. And generally, that's the three things people are looking for the most: alertness, memory, and concentration.
And so acetylcholine, for a listening audience, is one of the key neurotransmitters that's associated with laying down memories. And in fact, some of the Alzheimer's drugs are designed to invoke acetylcholine activity to enhance memory. So this is a natural way of doing that. Huperzine is interesting because that is a traditional, I think it's club moss. Club moss is huperzine, is the source of huperzine, a natural compound.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it also seems to inhibit the breakdown of acetylcholine. So you get kind of a synergistic action between DMAE and huperzine A, right? That's a popular smart supplement. Lion's mane is actually interesting too, because it has been, from one of the clinicals that I saw, looked at women who had chemo brain from chemotherapy for breast cancer, and it was protective against chemo brain. And so when I have patients about to, you know, people say, what should I take for, you know, when I undergo chemo? You know, you don't want to take things that get in the way of chemo, but you actually want to get some things that protect your brain so that you don't experience that. So that actually has some clinical validation.
That one actually, it helps promote the nerve growth factor.
Yes.
So you're talking about new neural connections, potentially even new brain cells themselves, though it's still controversial if that even happens. But certainly new connections would be started if you have more NGF, nerve growth factor, in your brain. So more cognitive function, more memory and concentration again.
Yeah, it's a remarkable substance. And then there's rhodiola, which is an adaptogen. You know, generally I think of rhodiola as kind of adaptogen is kind of a cool word because it speaks to numerous connotations, but something that enhances energy, shall we say, without a jangling effect. It's not something that you can't take at bedtime.
Yeah, yeah. There's work looked at it for reduction of mental fatigue, but also for supporting neurotransmitter function in general, which is a big deal to just keep all of your neurotransmitter levels balanced off and flowing well. Adaptogen is such a great word because it seems like they adapt to help the whole system adapt to what's needed right now and to keep things at, you know, high functioning.
Right. So something that maybe combats the effects of stress, which is, clearly something that can affect our clarity, right? And, you know, that's what the product is related to, Clarity Gummies. Okay, so it's a great lineup. I really like these formulations. And, you know, I gotta confess, at first it was like, why are you getting away from these wonderful CBD products that you have? But you've actually come up at CB Sciences with some very interesting formulations that are non-CBD. So I urge our listeners to take advantage of our offer because we want you to try either Reshape capsules, Clarity gummies, or Peace gummies. By the way, they're not mutually exclusive because there's not a lot of overlap. Smoke's not going to come out of your ears if you start taking all three simultaneously. They seem to work in different ways. For more information or order, you can use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. And so I wonder, you know, you're over there in France. And so, you know, the French have sort of taken a bemused look at the American elections. We had President Trump come over for the Notre Dame rededication of the reconstructed cathedral. And he sort of manhandled your guy, Macron, there, you know, with some very interesting body language. And then they hugged each other. So there's a new administration coming in. And I know that you're also involved in research on psychedelics. And we know that both CBD and psychedelics are kind of under the gun from a regulatory standpoint. What's your take on the potential for a new regulatory climate under the incoming Trump administration, especially in view of the fact that RFK Jr. may be HHS a secretary, and also that the FDA commissioner may be Marty McCary?
Yeah, it's been pretty fascinating to watch. I try to, for my newsletter, I try to stay on top of this and all these different appointees and what their views are. So on the good side for cannabis and CBD and psychedelics is RFK Jr. And the bad side is pretty much everybody else. In terms of health, most of them came out either very strongly against cannabis or will admit it has some medical benefits, but really really hammer down hard on the fairly moderate negatives that exist.
Right.
But, you know, with Kennedy, he is in charge of the HHS, the giant institution, and he is gung-ho for psychedelics and for cannabis and CBD. And it's going to be an interesting time to see how much these different fiefdoms are going to allow things and not allow things in what might be a somewhat erratic environment, but weak. You know, and then you have the new farm bill, which might be closing that loophole of hemp-derived cannabinoids that allow for a number of things like Delta-8 THC and other things to be in gas stations, as well as...
Tell us a little bit about how the farm bill, you know, which is a broad appropriation, you know, it's like a lot of classic sausage making, because there's a lot of things that come under the rubric of the farm bill, you know, appropriations for all kinds of agricultural subsidies and so on and so on. How does that impact CBD and the cannabinoid industry?
Well, it was the birth of the industry was the 2018 Farm Bill. So just when my first kid was born, the hemp industry was born because it allowed for hemp for the first time in a widespread legal manner.
So there had been a virtual prohibition.
A virtual prohibition since 39 in the Marijuana Tax Act, which they never gave any of those tax stamps out. It was a very... tricky piece of legislation. But what the Farm Bill allowed for was regular hemp planting and CBD-rich hemp extracts to be legal as long as the initial plant had less than 0.3% THC by dry weight, which is, you know, pretty low. But
for example, then, like, when you go to a pot dispensary or buy street pot, what's the percentage of THC now?
Well, there's massive inflation by laboratories. Yep. That is a huge problem in the industry. But you're probably getting something from 15 to 20 to 30% THC,
right?
Which is pretty, you know, pretty wild, wildly high.
Which is much higher, I understand, than the stuff that was circulating around that got us pretty stoned when I was in college.
Yeah, I think it's why you see the moderate negatives from cannabis have been moderately increased from the potency over the last 20 to 30 years.
Right. Which doesn't pertain to CBD. Again, it's just the THC content, which is what is minimal to nil in CV Sciences products.
Yes. Well, we do have our reserve gummies, which have up to, we have a gummy with 2.5 milligrams of THC or 5 milligrams of THC, which kind of feels like the That's enough where you might feel it in your head,
right,
and that people should be cautious there. But I think it's such a great way to do it, especially for elderly folks like my grandma, who I wish would have had it more before she passed. One of the best ways to take THC is by having a ton of CBD in your system, because CBD has that huge anti-anxiety effect to protect you from getting too worked up by your THC psychoactivity. But also, it seems like with the presence of CBD, THC binds less strongly to the CB1 receptor that causes that psychoactive effect.
Right.
So CBD itself is going to make your high less intense, more bearable, and allow people to take more THC. So many times when people are treating, they need high levels of THC, they don't like it.
For a painful condition, for pain.
Pain, for things like that, where you kind of feel out your body, or PTSD and those flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oftentimes people have to work themselves up to taking that much THC, but then you have a veteran who is doing dabs, which is extracts at huge levels every day, but they're not getting high anymore. That's just the amount that it takes to calm their nervous system to go about the day. So that's why I like our product so much, is that you have that blanket protection of CBD when you're taking anywhere from the almost minimal amounts of THC in a hemp extract up to the 5 milligrams you would get in our reserve gummies.
I think you formulated the political dimensions of this in an interesting way, because on the one hand, you have RFK Jr., who specifically said, you know, we need more supplements, we need, you know, to look at psychedelics, we need to look at CBD. And on the other hand, you have a Republican administration, which is conservative, and the whole initiative to legalize marijuana has really come from the left. It's been kind of a progressive and youth-oriented thing. And so there's a potential for some tension within the Trump administration from, you know, very conservative legislators who are against legalization, who may come from conservative red states. They don't want to become another California, you know, with a bunch of, you know, stoners, that whole kind of notion. But unfortunately, you get caught in the crosshairs of the CBD industry because it's guilt by association. You know, I personally am not a big fan of readily available marijuana for the general populace, and especially for young people, because I think it could have deleterious effects. However, I'm a big proponent of CBD because the science is there to relieve in a non-addictive way, in a way that's not going to cause traffic accidents and psychosis, for a healing potential from CBD. And unfortunately, CBD gets lumped in with THC in the minds of some people and regulators.
Yeah, it makes it really tough, and it's really sad because it seems like the best thing that you can take is a hemp extract, because it has mostly CBD, but it also has the minor cannabinoids. It has the terpenes, which also help. And has the microdoses of THC. And if I have a whole page on cvresearch.info about ultra low doses of THC, very low doses of THC that you won't feel in your head at all are good for your brain. It seems like they're quite neuroprotective. But with the farm, with the next farm bill, there's the potential of them trying to close this loophole of derived cannabinoids and say the only cannabinoid you can sell is CBD. And if there's any THC in it at all, it's illegal, which means that all we have is CBD isolate, which is fine. It's still CBD, but the best CBD you're going to get is CBD in the context of all of those other ingredients in the plant, which is all that CBD Sciences sells almost.
Right. With a suite of cannabinoids working synergistically.
Yeah.
Right.
Cornucopia.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Well, people can learn more, because you're very authoritative on this subject. On YouTube. People can search Lex Pelder on YouTube?
Well, the best way on YouTube, the best spot is at CV Sciences Inc. And then the best spot on TikTok is at Plus CBD. And if you want to sign up for the Hemp News newsletter, is one that I put out just for CV Sciences. And it has a write-up of the three best science articles that came out this week out of the 150 that I go through for my personal Cannabinoids and the People newsletter.
Can you make a point of putting me on the newsletter list for that? I don't want to give out my personal email right now, but we've been in correspondence because I don't receive that. And I'd love to see that and update our listeners on some of the latest research.
Yeah, I just got it restarted again. It actually got blocked because I had so many people that signed up for it and we weren't on a regular email platform. I was just emailing it to people. So we had to switch to a real email platform.
Like a MailChimp where you pay for the distribution kind of thing, right?
Yeah. It was nice that it got big enough. People really appreciated it. And the other thing that I've mentioned a couple times that's helpful is cvresearch.info. I put a lot of work into putting all the science on that site, and now I'm slowly going through and making one long video for each of the conditions, such as autism or arthritic pain or things like that. So if anybody has any conditions that they're very interested in, feel free to email me at
Lex. You have a library of conditions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm always happy to answer questions. It's lex.pelger@cvsciences.com.
Spell it,
and
please.
Yeah, it's true. It's not the most common name.
It is phonetic. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it's not too bad. lex.pelger. And that's at cvsciences.com. I'm always happy to take questions and share the science on different conditions and offer advice on whatever products would work. I generally talk about cannabinoids, but I have a working knowledge of psychedelics and other plants that might be helpful. The reason I like doing the social media stuff is when you have a video that hits really big, it just gets filled with people's comments, such as the PTSD one, where it's just like, this is how it helped me and this is how I used it. And as a journalist who isn't on the road as much, because I have little kids and I'm in France, I learned so much from the comments that people say about what worked for them and what didn't work for them. I really try to focus on the harms of cannabis and cannabinoids as well, so people can believe me when I talk about the benefits.
Right. You're not just an unadulterated fanboy on, all things related to cannabinoids. You recognize that there's some hazards to unrestricted use of certain of the compounds. So, Lex, let's just hope for some regulatory clarity on the status of CBD, because literally it is hamstringing the industry, responsible makers like CV Sciences. I'm not talking about the folks who offer, gas station CBD and synthetic marijuana. That's not where you want to buy your CBD products. You want to buy it from a reliable company like CV Sciences. But because of the regulatory uncertainty, investment in research and investment in developing products is hampered because we just don't know what direction Congress and the executive branch are going to take in relationship to regulation of CBD products. And that's actually why one of the causes of my personal organization, the Alliance for Natural Health, I'm president of that, by the way, it's anh-usa.org. One of our causes is CBD legalization and clarity about CBD regulations. So we're certainly in your corner when it comes to freedom of choice in using these very useful supplements. I think among the most impactful supplements that are on the market these days.
Well, it's good to hear from someone like you who sees such a wide swath of things, because I am definitely here in my
you're in your lane for sure
a little bit. It is fascinating to see, and with the human history with cannabis and the depths of the endocannabinoid system, it does just make sense with all of these stories that you read and all these clinical trials that come out every week.
Indeed. All right. Good stuff. PlusCBDOil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. Coupon code Hoffman30. Thanks for joining us, Lex. I really appreciate our conversation.
And thanks for having me. Good to see New York back there.
I bid you au revoir. And you can see on the video, you can see twilight descending on New York, but it's late night over there. So you better settle down, take some of those sleep gummies or whatever to get ready for the next day. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover intelligent medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site, it's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom-targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.